Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, I think Stoops needs to go to Scott Satterfield and reach out to him and say, hey, can you quit the Twitter beef the way that Scott Satterfield went to Mark Stoops after the game and said, can you stop with the L's down?
And James Strebel.
Don't do L's down to our players, Coach Stoops. Don't do that. It's mean. Take your butt whooping 45-13 and get off the damn field, Scott. You and Scott Tots, get off the field. Get that upside down L out of my face. Take your 45-13 whooping and get the hell out of my city.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Coming up tomorrow, right after the game, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show. Strebel's got you covered. Ants is hanging out in London.
He is. He's parading in his underwear
with a couple
down
ladies.
The yes.
You better believe he is.
Happy
celebrating
the
0-0 tie.
Damn right. Get him, Ants.
In the World Cup. Go ahead and get him, Ants.
Give him hell for Uncle Sam.
Give him a hell for Uncle Sam, Ants. So that's going to be going on. We'll got you covered all the way. 11 a.m. on the 93.9 side. Louisville and Kentucky, the Governor's Cup, and everything else. I wanted you to clear the air on something.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Strebels put up their Christmas tree.
Yes, we did.
It was unfortunate. You guys put up a stocking.
Yeah.
And poor Ellie's stocking is behind the tree.
It's behind the tree.
And so you took a picture and it looked like her stocking did not exist. I want you to clear the air that Ellie does have a stocking.
She does have a stocking. It has an angel on it. So we had someone make us this like little stocking holder thing. And so that's part of our decorations, and hers just happens to be at the end. It was just behind the tree. And in the picture of the tree, there's a prominent actual photo of her because she has an ornament with her face on it that's on the tree.
Yeah, but it looks like in memory of ornament.
No, it doesn't.
It creeps me out.
She made it at school.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying.
She made it at school.
Kid ornaments are odd, you know. It's a child. It's nice for a parent.
Yeah.
But they might make you look like a dinosaur or something like that, you know?
Yeah, so, no, I get it. Yeah, I know
they
how it is.
They make you look like a monster.
Yes, which my kids maybe think I'm a monster every once in a while. They draw me as a monster. That has happened.
Matt Jones is ready, says all we have to do is beat Iran.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Tuesday should be fun.
Yes, yes. I'm sure you'll have deals at the bar.
Michigan says that's how it ends. Question mark.
Michigan?
Mitch.
Oh, sorry. Mitch. Oh, I thought you said, like, the state of Michigan.
Roush says, what a win.
Michigan.
Oh, it's not a win, Roush. It's not a win. It's not a win. It's a tie. Get Pulisic out of here. Jenny Tapp, interview somebody else. Anybody else.
Is he a good-looking guy?
No. No. He's like Kane, in my opinion.
Kane?
Yeah, like Kane right, from England.
Oh, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. He's like him. He's kind of like, he's like fine, Kane. But in the world of beefcake soccer, he's low on the totem pole, man.
Okay.
And on the pitch, he's not turning heads. Like he's not, women aren't flicking on the TV and being like, oh, Pulisic. No, they're looking at other dudes. They ain't looking at him.
46 minutes ago, our guy Ty Spalding said, keep applying the pressure.
Twitter was so fake with this.
Ty,
I mean, he had so many fake soccer people
not Ty Spall
tweeting.
Not him.
Not anybody but
Ty,
him.
Ty, not you.
Anybody but Ty.
Ty, not Ty, you, Ty.
You and Jay Spall should be getting ready for tomorrow.
You guys should be out. Yeah, you guys, 60 degrees.
It's a governor's cup.
You should be out on the river right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are you doing?
In the lake, pumping bourbon, getting ready for Stu's versus Satterfield.
You're
not watching
right.
This. That's what you should be doing, Jay Spall and Ty Spalding.
By the way, you know what today is?
No.
And I did not know this. Jack, has this been talked about all day? Today is Kenny Payne's birthday.
Oh.
Ooh. Kenny Payne won those games.
I don't think many Cardinal fans were eager to wish him a happy birthday today on social media. I don't think that. I haven't seen it. A lot of times when it's the coach's birthday, you see
Jack, have you seen it? All I see is Nolan Smith.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, boy.
How do you not wish Kenny Payne a happy birthday?
Wait, did Rummage wish him? Oh, boy.
I don't know. Got to look on Twitter.
Did Rummage not wish Kenny Payne a happy birthday?
That speaks volumes.
Right now. Is that where we are?
It speaks volumes.
Do we need to know?
Rummage, let's see here. I know he was.
I see Flyville.
He's a little Flyville.
No, I'm seeing more Flyville.
Yeah, more Flyville.
A lot of Flyville.
Then there's Odell Beckham to the Cowboys.
Okay,
He did not.
Oh, boy.
He did not wish Kenny Payne a happy birthday.
I got confirmation that neither Rummage or Maben did it on air today.
Oh, boy. Nick sold him out quick.
Oh, wow.
Why is Nick still there?
he's chopping.
Well, he was watching the World Cup match.
He's talking shop with Biscuit about the World Cup. More Louisville fans watched and tweeted about the World Cup than wish Kenny Payne a happy birthday.
Enough.
What kind of world do we live in?
I mean,
where the basketball coach, the soccer takes precedence over wishing the basketball coach a happy birthday. They would have missed Rick's birthday. I bet they didn't miss Mac's birthday.
Duke leads Xavier 31-27. This Filipowski guy's a beast, right, Jack?
He's a lot
I don't
of
really
fun.
Love. I don't really love Duke's team because I don't know without Lively. They have some nice players. Oh, by the way.
There's Phil Knight.
So there's Phil Knight. You'll love this.
Yeah.
Corey Alexander. We were watching. I forget. I was flipping around between the Giants game when they were going to lose. You know, like Florida was on.
Right.
Jack, you'll know. Like there was another game on. It might have been the Oregon State Duke game that was on. And so I'm flipping around.
Yeah.
And Corey Alexander's like, it's great. I got to hang out with Phil Knight.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
And my wife goes, that's awesome. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I go, why would she care about that?
Yeah.
And I go, why did you say that? Why did you
care?
It's
a little upset, yeah.
And she goes, he got to hang out with Bill Nye.
Oh.
And I was like, no, it's Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
She's like, who's that? I'm like,
I love that.
Exactly.
I love
like Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah, why do you think Phil was hanging out with Bill Nye?
Yeah, he's still with us. He's still alive.
Is he?
Yes, he is. He is. He did a couple of Netflix shows that tried to be like more adult Bill Nye, but they didn't go over well. Because nobody wants to watch Bill Nye talk about sex. Like one of his episodes was about that. It's like, no, man, you were like,
wow, look at you. You went there. Okay, I was
I'm serious.
That.
Like, no one wants to see Bill Knight talk about that stuff.
Well, yeah, but is that all he was talking about?
No,
or
no,
was it just one episode?
Yeah, it was like
he should have been able to do it for one episode, right?
But no, all the episodes were like adult Bill Knight. It's like, no, man. It's like, I want to see you talk about in, like Simple Machines and Lightning and things like dinosaurs. Like, I don't want to hear Bill Knight break that down. I think it's what most people thought about, you know?
Tyler Griever said, go get 3 points, USA. It's there for the taking.
I can't wait till the World Cup's over. I can't wait. I cannot wait. So all the fake soccer takes will go away. No one talks about soccer except for Chris Hatfield, Jason Entz.
By the way,
those are my top two.
Did you see State of Louisville yesterday?
No.
They hid, apparently the ACC hid a Yaya Diaby response. They hit him. Jack, did you see this?
No.
So there was some, like, defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
And, of course, Louisville fans immediately were upset
that their guy
wasn't talked about. And the ACC muted their responses of Louisville. and they were complaining about that.
That's
on
great.
Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving Day, the ACC had to go and mute Louisville fans on Twitter. Your whole fan base got muted. That's great. What about Yasir Abdullah? He should be the number one guy.
That's
shut up.
That's
mute. How about that?
That's exactly what it was. The guy muted him.
That's awesome. I'd mute him too. Good for him. No more no whining on Thanksgiving about Yasir Abdullah. No whining. Eat your turkey and shut up. How about that? Eat your cranberry sauce.
Eat your turkey and shut up. How about
Quit
that?
Quit whining on Twitter. That's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
leave the ACC guy alone.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if he deserved it or not. Yeah, he may have deserved it.
Maybe he
did. But just a sad thing to do.
Yeah, he may have deserved it. That's fine. I mean, Kentucky fans would have done the same thing if it was roles reversed. I get it. But it's like you take 2 days out of the year where you don't complain on Twitter. Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything else, it's wide open.
They can't do it.
Yeah, they can't even take that day. I mean, they're sitting there eating a roll with Mamaw. Hey, Mamaw, do you see this? They didn't put Yasir Abdullah up there. I'm going to tell this bum what. I'm going to show him who's boss. And then he got muted. It makes me eternally happy.
Did you see Lott tweet about Calipari yesterday?
No, I missed this.
Oh, yeah. How Calipari won't go to the Phil Knight special or whatever. That's what got it going.
Oh, my God.
It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, in the middle of Thanksgiving meals.
Yeah, I'm like, Lott has nothing to do. But, I mean, like, on Thanksgiving tweet about John Calipari.
He said negatively about
John Calipari.
He had some nice sweet potatoes on his plate. And he just, like, didn't want to be around anybody. So he went in a corner and he started tweeting negative
Lott
tweets
only
about
gets
John
the
John
one
Calipari.
Plate, right? He only gets one plate.
He gets one plate. And I would say it's a very plain plate. I don't think it's. I would see
he wipes the salt off.
Yeah, I see Lock's plate. There's no gravy. The food's not touching.
Do you see that? Marjorie, who had the terrible looking. What's her name?
Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Did you see her turkey?
Somebody said the turkey looked like the one on Christmas Vacation.
Well, I mean.
It's
light enough to storm the Capitol. There's lots of.
No, it's one of the worst looking turkeys. Like, if you're at that Thanksgiving, she puts that on the table, you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to eat sides.
Someone said that turkey looks like it always says, what about Chicago? It's a great political.
It's a good political joke. Jack, you know what that's referring to?
He has no idea. You know? Got this one, too.
The microphone's not on. Oh,
the MC.
Yams. Jack, you like a good yam?
Oh, man.
He's still got an hour plus till the mixtape.
Yam season, Jack. Man. You know what that is? It is yam season. I like it when they put, like, marshmallows on them.
What do we have from today, Jack? What do we have from today, sound-wise? I do have a question for Cerebral before we go to Max Godby, who I'm hoping is heavily intoxicated by 4:30.
Yes, I'm
on the coach's show talking about how everybody was sick and they had like a quarantine van, and this was pre-COVID, you know, like because of so many people having the flu. And then something that nobody's really talked about this week, because I think it's really kind of difficult to approach, but, you know, last year, Scott Satterfield coached that game and found out his father died an hour before the game.
Yeah.
That was a terrible day for him. And I guarantee you that he wants to go out there and sort of, you know, go out there and play this game differently, have a different result. Last year, that game, that day was the worst day of his life, you know, losing a parent and then going and getting beat by 30. Yeah. That's, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on inside of his head. And I hope for him that he can get this W. More than me, I want Scott Satterfield to win this game for him.
More than him.
More than me.
Thank you, Blank.
Diener wanted to move away from that so bad.
Jack, that's it might be great sound.
It is.
Where Blank has to clarify at the end that I want this win for Satterfield more than me.
Like a baker.
He had to, anyway, is it the biggest haymaker of the Governor's Cup week? Then not the guy who the fan base will hate.
Right.
Not the guy who's trying to keep his job, get a better job, get a raise at his current job.
Right.
None of that. Get a big win.
Solidify.
Okay.
His spot at
Blank
U of L.
Had to make sure you knew. It's not about me getting this. It's about Scott Satterfield.
Yes, it's great. It's the perfect Blank. It's perfect Blankenbaker. just so you know, while I want to win, I want it more for Scott Satterfield. And he's dropped the biggest dead fish in Diener's lap. I mean, just bam.
Poor Diener. That's going to a Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal Reed right there. Yeah. That's the only move that you have.
Yeah, you go to a Reed, you talk a little Carlin Roofing.
By the way, speaking
I really want it for these. The staff and the people that work over there, they're going through hell right now with basketball. I mean, I'm not just talking about the football staff. I'm talking about administration people that are working their tails off, that are doing, trying to do as much as they can, but ultimately they have no control of what goes on the field of play. And I just think what a rewarding, exclamation point on a season it would be for those people. And not only that, but obviously the coaches on this staff who you've made would make one of the great in-season turnarounds that we've seen around here. It looked like it was going one direction after Boston College and the first quarter of Virginia. And then you take it from the second quarter of that Virginia game on and go, how is this possible?
He just threw basketball right under the bus.
That's how this one going with Kentucky.
Yes. Both of those sounds.
Texas says Bill Nye is a liberal. Yeah. Yeah, he's a scientist.
He's a science guy.
Yeah, what do you think?
Of course.
What do you think?
He's conservative. What world are you living in, brother?
Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah.
We started with science.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
He lined up prominent scientists and asked me, what do you think Neil deGrasse Tyson is? He's probably liberal.
Cards by 90. Let's go.
What is that, the women's game today against Longwood or Bushwood or whoever they're playing on today?
Bushwood.
Isn't that the country club in Caddyshack?
There's no gambling at Bushwood.
Yeah, gambling is illegal. I never slice.
Yeah, it's Caddyshack.
Thank goodness he said that, because I had no idea Bushwood was.
It is the country club.
By the way, Missouri leads Arkansas
10-7.
What the best win of your season.
What a win for Kentucky.
The best win of your season.
It might be.
If Missouri can get to 6-6.
If they can, please, Missouri, please beat Arkansas. I didn't like yesterday when Ole Miss lost. There were some Kentucky accounts like that just put the nail in the coffin for a good bowl game for Kentucky. It's like, no, them having 6 wins right now put the nail in the coffin for a good bowl game. Not Lane Kiffin losing. Stop that.
Oh, Kentucky's going to get like a Liberty Bowl. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, it is. It's going to be Liberty Bowl.
Oh, I can't wait if it's Liberty Bowl. You're going to Memphis. I can't wait.
I've never been to Memphis.
You're not missing anything.
I've never been.
Texas says, I was in Danville over Thanksgiving. I saw Jacob Tammy talking to Larry Vaught at the Danville Country Club about the UK IU basketball games coming up. They seemed a little bit worried.
I don't believe you, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I don't know if Jacob Tamey's going out of his way to hang out with Mr. Vaught. I hope he does. I really do.
Texas says, Strebel said Pulisic isn't hot because he isn't turning heads like other soccer players. Well, who is? Well, easily, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo is.
Messi
scored. I mean, there you go.
Who's that guy? The man bun guy.
The man bun guy.
Mbappe. Yeah.
Gareth Bale.
We just gave you 4 of them. I don't know what else you want.
Exactly. Don't quit carrying Pulisic's water. He doesn't deserve it after that embarrassing performance.
Texas says, what annoys Strebel more, soccer or Harlow?
Oh, it's Harlow. It's not even close. Because at least with like soccer, like you can see the value in it. Like it's a sport. You know, you can get into it. You can cheer for your country. You can cheer for your favorite club. Like Jack Harlow, it's empty. It's just an empty container is all he is.
Texas says, has Kenny Payne got his spankings for his birthday?
This is 56 spankings.
Hello, John Calipari.
I think so. I think he's 56.
Is
he
56? Why do you know that? Because, tell me you look that up.
No,
tell me you don't know that off the top of your head.
The reason is because I was texting with a Louisville friend.
Oh, boy.
And he was like, what 55-year-old gets his first head coaching job ever?
No, he's 56.
Yeah. That's the only reason I knew, because I was texting the Louisville buddy, and he was angry about Kenny Payne, and he was like, his age is it matters. I'm like, okay. That's what
your buddy's an ageist.
Yeah, he's an ageist, yes.
He's an ageist.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
It is. Is
you ever look at him and say, you're disgusting,
there's
Brad.
There's no room for you in society.
There's no room for you.
You need to be out. Kenny Payne's age doesn't matter.
I'm not going to read that one.
Oh.
It's about Grady Dick.
Oh, well, I'm sure there were a lot of those earlier. A lot of Grady Dick texts.
Texas says, ah, Sweeney, libs follow science. That's hilarious. Keep going with that.
Keep going with what? Libs and science?
That rhetoric.
Yeah, that libs and science rhetoric.
Who's the guy? He was a doctor. His son was the kicker. For U of L.
Come on, Jack, help me here. Yes, that guy.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
He's a Twitter terrorist. What's his name?
Texas says Kenny Payne's already got 6 spankings.
He's only 50 more to go. That should make Louisville pants feel better.
What was the guy's name?
Man, I know who you're talking about.
Jack, come on. Tell me you got something. You can't be that scared of this conversation.
I'm just going through Louisville kickers. I'm trying to think.
Man.
Like John Wallace?
It was recent.
Chris Philpott?
No. It was like Chris Philpott? Who the hell's that?
There was a kicker that moved out of the last team Philpott at one point.
I just love Jack going through kickers.
Chris Philpott?
It's not Carmody.
David Akers?
It's not David Akers or Art Carmody.
Yeah, Art Carmody. I was going to get
to him. Comedy. You said it like Patino.
What
comedy.
It wasn't him?
No, it wasn't Carmody.
Okay. It was comedy. Like three or four years ago. I know exactly who you're talking about.
His dad was a big
Trump dude.
He hit like the motorcycle in like the close picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With the sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. That's what you know. That's what Dan Cronin. I bet he's got a picture like that on his cell phone somewhere. You know who else has a picture like that? Lachlan McClain.
Doc Creaky.
That's it! Creaky! Oh. Doc Creaky, yes! Yes, Doc Creaky, that's who it was.
Like, if you said, who do you want to
be? We went through, like, every kicker button.
Yeah, it's like, who do you want to be your U of L insider? I'd be like, Blanton Creaky.
Yeah, we're on with Creaky.
Yeah, Creaky.
That's who I want.
I want this as a Creaky family.
I have a short list.
Like, I would have to hold a rifle while we're doing the interview.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know why I would have to do that, but I would.
Wear camo.
There'd be a bald eagle. Someone would have mossy oak on. Like, yeah. I don't know how it would go, but that's how, you know.
That's the setup.
Yeah, that basically is the setup.
I mean, multiple flags. They'd be all over
the
room.
Yes, there would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be a flag everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. One flag.
I apologize.
I have 15 flags in there.
You never have enough.
You
have one of those little pins on your lapel. The flag pin.
Oh, man, the texter.
Doc Creaky.
Creaky,
man.
Creaky. Dr. Oh, Creaky, Creaky. Man.
Dr. Creaky. Dr. Creaky.
He was a hero of COVID.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Him and Edis had great Titanic battles early on.
Oh, man. It was like the first, like, what?
Oh, a couple months.
3 months of COVID.
The first 3 months was 90 days of, like, yeah, it was like danger zone. It really was.
It was the pinnacle of CNN Edis.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. It was fantastic stuff to watch on Twitter. Twitter was a lot of fun during COVID.
No one had anything to do.
Exactly.
They'd worry about their lives.
Yeah, you just tweeted.
Yeah, but worry about dying. So we just got on Twitter and we stayed in our homes.
Yep. Because of, never mind, I'll stop there. I don't want to get too far into the weeds.
Well, you throw it down, it's just the flu. Is
no,
that what,
no,
is
what,
that
what
you're doing?
No.
Disgusting.
That's not what I said. Nope.
Oh, man. Do you think DJ called Kenny to wish him a happy birthday?
Ooh. Maybe he texted
Touchdown Milt. Missouri.
Yeah, up 17 or 16-7. Maybe he texted Milt Wagner to tell Milt to tell Kenny Payne happy birthday. That's what he did.
Hey. Did DJ personally wish Kenny Payne a happy birthday?
No.
I'm going with no.
I'm going with a big no.
Jack, do you have a yes or no on that one?
I'm going no. But did DeJuan wish him a happy birthday?
No.
No. No. Only Milt.
Did Cal?
No.
Did Cal send him a no?
No.
Think Cal did? But they love each other.
Not anymore.
It's a no.
It's a no? Okay.
All right, so we're all in the no. That's right. Where we are.
Poor Kenny Payne's
that's
having
a sad place.
What a
to
sad
be.
Birthday Kenny Payne's having.
Texas says Portland's working Villanova after almost beating North Carolina. Well, number one, they almost beat North Carolina, but North Carolina, unlike Kentucky, is winning some of these games. And secondly, Villanova got the biggest wake up call. You don't have an elite coach.
Yeah,
I mean, a wake up call. Jack, I'm not wrong there, am I?
No,
I mean,
you're
they
not.
Stink.
They struggled.
They
man.
Stink.
To be fair, they do have a couple starters injured right now. But you can't be losing to Portland. You can't lose to Portland.
No.
I mean, it's one thing to lose
and they also lost
to Temple.
They also lost to Temple earlier this year, too.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did. I remember that game.
I don't believe you.
John Chaney was smiling from heaven.
I don't believe you remember that game. I don't believe you knew that game at all. I do remember Villanova losing to Temple.
Yes, I
was John Chaney also smiling from heaven when Gonzaga wore Kentucky too, just because of Cal.
No, he and Cal were friends. They made.
Why do you assume Chaney went to heaven?
He's a molder of the minds of young men. So he went to heaven. He was a father figure and a statesman.
So that's why you're a teacher.
He's a statesman.
Yeah.
He's a statesman. Oh, goodness. I got a soccer update. We'll get to
it.
Yeah, I got
more?
One. 437-9680. You're not going to like it. Quick break. What, Max Godby? Hopefully he's had some Woodford. We'll talk with him next. Governor's Cup coming up on Saturday. It's a Friday. We got you to 6 o'clock on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Scott Satterfield is the only hope for the University of Louisville athletic program. If that's your only hope, y'all in trouble.
Oh,
I mean, you all are in trouble.
And James Strebel.
That dude's your only hope? Ugh. Ugh. Just wait for Monday. Then they'll be like, we have no hope. None. We're screwed.
Poor Mark Ennis, too.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Going to join us in a second. Liquor Barn Studios on this Football Friday. ESPN 680 105.7. We're not pre-taped. We're live until 6 o'clock.
Damn right.
A little bonus hour coming your way. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman on this Friday. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. A couple different reminders. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show directly following the game. 6:15, 6:30. Yep. Strebel's got you covered. You're here from Mark Stoops and much more. Quickly, before we go to Godby, did you see Pulisic won player of the match, man of the match.
Why?
He won man of the match.
He didn't do anything.
He won man of the match. Max, do you watch any of this? Let's get him going here. Max, do you watch any of this soccer? You watch any of this World Cup at all?
I'm not a fan of soccer, but I am during any time we're playing the World Cup because apparently the entire world, this is all they have for other countries, and I just like taking it away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't take it away from them. They take it away from us, Max.
There shouldn't be a man of the match if it ends in a tie.
It's the great thing of not caring. So when they're like, "Oh my goodness, we beat you in the World Cup," it's like, "Okay, so we're better at everything else. Who cares?" And then when you beat them,
put your hand in the dirt. That's what you tell them. Put your hand in the dirt. That's what you do.
Yep.
That's what you did. That's what Strebel did at Campbell's dump. Yeah,
they don't. That's why when football comes over there, it's such a big deal because it's like that's a real man sport there. Let's sell off the stadiums. They go watch it. Germany is a big deal. Is a big
of course
hit.
It
Germany.
Was.
They're sick of soccer. They deep down they want to be American football fans. That's what they want.
Max, are you on like Thanksgiving 2? What are you doing right now?
I'm on Thanksgiving 3 right now.
Whoa!
See, you got to plan these bad boys out. And so the past 2 days, I put myself through a rigorous training program to the point where I'm throwing up so I can go to these Thanksgiving meals and eat till I throw up. See, it's a bold
right
strategy.
To the vomit. Okay. You go right to the vomit. All right, well, it's like your playing days.
It's like conditioning.
Yeah, it's like conditioning in the off season. That's how you treat Thanksgiving, which is odd. Probably unhealthy as well.
I used to think, I'm focused. The reason I'm doing all this conditioning right now, reason I'm running till I puke, is because I need to beat Louisville. We got to win the Governor's Cup,
we got to beat
Tennessee. We got to do this. Got to beat the man in front of you. Now it's get that third plate. I'm just doing it so I can get to that third plate and some dessert and some cheesecake. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, this is okay, Max. So I mean, listen, this is a different game. Last year we went into this game and there was a lot of talk and a lot of chatter. And this year, I don't know if it's because Louisville fans are more confident. I don't know if it's because Kentucky fans obviously have been through what they've went through the last 5 weeks or so. when you look at this game on Saturday, obviously as a former Kentucky player, what interests you? What are you looking for? What sorts of things are you talking with your friends and family about?
The two biggest takeaways I have in this game is, one, is the offensive line physicality for UK still present? Because you don't have really a lot to gauge with UK right now. They were able to finally establish themselves well against a great Georgia defensive line and really finally kind of grow up a little bit. And it's very eerily similar. I work with a lot of people from Louisville, and a lot of the Louisville fans I know there said that it feels oddly similar to 2019 when it was just Lynn Bowden. Now, granted, right. The offensive line was Joe Moore finalist that year. But this idea of, okay, Kentucky's on this slide, but is there still that massive talent gap between the defensive lines and the offensive lines? You can make the argument that that gap is still there. You could still make the argument that that gap is still there. Did Louisville get 30 points better than Kentucky? I would argue yes, simply because Kentucky doesn't know how to score right now. And with his offense, it's been so just abysmal to watch. So I think it ultimately comes down to, one, does the offensive line show up? Because if Kentucky is able to establish a run game and run it down Louisville's throat, then that's going to be the game. And I don't think Louisville's going to be able to compete. But if Kentucky cannot get the run game going, and Scangarello calls his usual at that point, screens on third and 15 and all that, Louisville's going to pin their ears back. They're ranked second in the country last time I checked for sacks. Mm-hmm. Kentucky right now is ranked 122nd in sacks allowed. Mm. So if you're able to get Kentucky in passing situations and long third downs, this is going to be a game that Louisville can handily win. But if they cannot beat them on first and second down, this can be a game that Kentucky can just start rolling with Chris Rodriguez.
Whether this be positive or negative, Kentucky, if they did what? Fill in the blank. What would surprise you the most on Saturday? Like, if they did something or didn't do something, what would surprise you the most? Anything?
If Kentucky is able to get their young wide receiver core involved, you will see the Kentucky that was originally ranked in the top 25. You'll be able to see the potential of this offense at that point. That was the one thing against Georgia they did very well that we had not seen. Did you know that Kentucky had tight ends? Because for five games, I didn't realize that Kentucky had tight ends. Did you know we had this guy named Berrian Brown, who's, like, really, really fast? Like, if you, the three of us, were to race, Berrian Brown would beat us by probably a full lap. That's how fast this kid is. And we just decided all of a sudden, okay, now you can give it the ball. So if you're able to finally utilize that wide receiver core and then utilize this first round draft pick quarterback that you have as well, kind of like what you were doing the second half of Georgia, then you've got a huge – to me, that will be the game changer, is if you can open up the offense a little bit. The second thing that would surprise me, if Kentucky's able to make a field goal. If they're able to do that, you will probably hear me cheering.
Well, Max, that's my biggest issue.
Come get me.
Max, my biggest issue, Max Godby with this, is very – similar Kentucky has a low margin for error, and then they don't do the little things well, right? Like, they're not always out coaching. They're not, you know, their strategy, their special teams. I mean, you saw that at the beginning of the game against Georgia. They can't make an extra point. I don't feel comfortable about them making a 37-yard field goal on Saturday. You know, if you line up, try to get points, 42-yard field goal, 29-yard field goal. I'm not sure I buy any of that. To me, those are small things that are bigger in this particular game. And I say all that, I'm still picking Kentucky to win a close game, right? Like, that's the thing, that if Kentucky loses, they're going to miss an extra point. They're going to miss a couple field goals. They're going to fumble a punt. They're going to do something that makes you say, this has been a problem all year. Mark Stoops, you got to fix that in the offseason.
You absolutely do. It starts with getting you, and I talked with a bunch of my special teams buddies when I was playing, because I wanted to ask, it's like, so does a special teams coordinator fix this? And the overall thing was a yes and a no. A lot of guys were telling me that the biggest issue right now is they all have zero trust in each other. The long snapper doesn't have trust in the holder doesn't have trust in the long snapper, and the kicker doesn't have trust in any of them. And he says you can always tell when Ruffalo kicks, because Ruffalo's timing is always off. It's almost like he's stalling. He's not trusting the process, because that kicker, one of the most overlooked rules is how many times a kicker should get a false start on a field goal, because they are already doing going into their stride when the long, as soon as that holder says set and the long snapper begins the process of kicking in, that kicker's already starting to go in motion, which is technically illegal, but it's often overviewed. And you could tell with Ruffalo, he doesn't do that because he's so scared of where the ball placement's going to be. So I think you've got such a lack of trust between these three guys that has caused that. So I don't know what you do to fix that. Do you just go in and just, we need a new, because you lose Chance Ford next year, you won't have Ruffalo, and then you'll probably have to go get a new long snapper in the offseason as well. What do you do at that point? And I think that's what you got to do. I think you got to start fresh. You got to get guys that trust each other. And countless hours of practice. These guys were talking about how much, how long in the off season, how long during the season of just the continuous snap, hold, place, kick, snap, hold, place, kick. Constantly just working on that rhythm. Just like the offensive line, when they take steps, when you take a left guard out for an injury, put a new one in, all of a sudden, James's step is a lot different than Max's first step. Now I got to adjust that to it. Do I trust James now to be able to cover my backside?
No.
On an outside? No.
No, I don't.
No, you don't trust me.
No.
So especially to cover your backside.
It's the same concept. It's that same concept.
How much of this game, I mean, let's be honest, if Kentucky loses this game, it's an all-out, full, you know, debacle of a season. You win this game, you know, Levis is popping the L's down. It's a lot of feel good. Kentucky has shown up in bowl games. Mark Stoops has got his team ready, at least for the last three Governor's Cups, and I would even say some of the ones they lost earlier in his tenure, he got them ready. Why do you think Stoops has been able to get his team ready? And then on top of it, you know, it hasn't been a great season for Levis. It's kind of a legacy game for him a little bit locally, is it not?
It has to be. It absolutely has to be. I think one reason why Stoops is able to get guys so prepared, Stoops has been into rivalry games. He's from his time at Miami, his time at Florida State. He knows about rivalry games and that ability to flip that switch. Van Hiles and I, who's a former Kentucky player as well, were talking on our radio show in Lexington this morning about it, about how there is such, there's like just levels of indoctrination. You talk to any Louisville player, past or present as well, they will say the same thing. That indoctrination, that brainwashing of saying, I now hate this person, I hate this color, and I hate the Cardinal, or I hate the Wildcat forever, even if I see them out in the wild. It's constantly taught in you. That rivalry is not, okay, we just got done playing Georgia, okay, now we start hating Louisville, or now we just got done playing NC State, now it's time to hate Kentucky. That is funneled in you for the longest time. So once this week comes, it's all this prep, it's all the back, you're playing like this, this is how you're going to have to compare now with Louisville, because they're going to be able to do X, Y, and Z. You go into this week, now all of a sudden, it's now just kicked in, that's to the forefront of your mind, and it brings this focus because there's so much pride on the line, and especially for Levis. Levis, this was a big game for him last year. It was kind of a big coming out party for him nationally. So this is a huge moment for him. It's a huge moment for this staff, and to carry momentum into the postseason, especially now, because right now a Florida Bowl is not out of play for Kentucky quite yet. Things could still fall in line, especially depending on this Missouri-Arkansas game. There could still be a chance for them, however slim. So you're not only just playing for the Governor's Cup, you're playing for a better bowl as well.
Max, let's say the worst happens and Kentucky does lose, and you compile that on with how the season's gone and then how the recruiting has not been up to what we've seen from Mark Stoops lately. How does Mark Stoops get out of what looks like and could be a rut? Because that's a lot of bad feelings heading into an offseason. If you blow it against Louisville and you blow it, at, you know, however small the chance is, chance at a Florida Bowl, you lost momentum in recruiting, the NIL stuff has been a mess. You know, what does that look like for Mark Stoops going into the offseason if he loses this game on Saturday?
Transfer portal. First thing you're doing is you're going right into the transfer portal. You're going to try to find guys that have a history and experience on winning programs. Especially you're going to have to fill that in at the quarterback position. You're going to have to fill in a couple of spots at the offensive line, a couple of spots in linebacker, especially your middle linebacker. Look at them to do again a transfer portal there as well. You're putting on your best recruiting pitch because even after really bad seasons that kind of went into a tailspin, think of 2015. Where you had the exact same situation from 2014 happen. You go on a five-game slide. You look at the 2020 COVID season of just not really able to play that well. You had a lot of different situations that happened there. But you go out and you hit the recruiting again. But I think your biggest thing is you've got to show a commitment of having a prolific offense and doing something differently offensively. And I think that comes with just cleaning house on a few key positions on that offensive staff. And you go out and you get a big name as offensive coordinator. You've been able to flaunt of how much money that Mitch Barnhart's been able to give to Kentucky football. At this point now, you got to show that commitment of bringing in a top OC and pay him whatever he needs to be able to get him there. Big man, guy that's young, and a guy that's able to recruit.
So you think Rich Scangarello is coaching his last games at Kentucky?
I think he's coaching for his job. I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm with. But
they come out there and score 6 points, and Scott Satterfield cleans them up. I mean, that's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Satterfield would have lost his job last year had it not been for Neely Bendabudi and Vince Tyree.
Yep,
this would be Jeff Brohm at the helm, if you will.
It'd be Brohm versus tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be Stoops versus Brohm.
Yep, if it wasn't for Neely,
the records would be exactly the same. Max.
They would. Yeah, it's the same thing. But yeah,
it would just be those two.
I would say this. I would be beyond shocked and extremely disappointed if there has not been a change on the offensive staff. Win or lose tomorrow.
Yeah,
win or lose tomorrow, I will be absolutely shocked and disappointed if things stay the same.
Where are you watching the game, man? With family or are you watching it with people? Or yeah, what do? You going out to the stadium? What do?
Well, normally I'd go out to Kroger Field and go watch it. We unfortunately had to give up our tickets. We just got done with a move, so I'm still up to my eyeballs in boxes. And
oh.
So after three Thanksgivings and all that, I think especially with a 2-year-old, I think my wife was like, why don't we just watch it at home? I think there's going to be enough UK fans that are going to show up to be able to support this team. So it guts me, but I'll tell you what, I've got a leftover tailgate thing designed right now. Man, you talk about, you know, the KFC Bowl.
You try
to wrap that into a stuffing roll. Oh, my gosh, it's a game changer.
Oh, there we go. That's what I'm
like
talking
that.
About.
There we go, Max.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You have the bourbon flowing tomorrow? What do you got?
Of course. Yeah, what do you think
is? Absolutely. We'll have some good bourbon. We'll have a couple of Mickeys. You know, it's gonna be a good time. When we've got lemon, we're gonna make lemonade every single time, and we may spike it also.
There we go.
Well, that's what Jack Grossman. He's still drinking vodka and lemonade, when he was
like in college.
Appreciate the time, Max. Enjoy the game. We'll talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Go Cats.
All right, there we go.
Go Cats, Max. Let's go. Let's get this dub. Let's get this win tomorrow.
Let's get this dub.
Yes.
Let's get this dub.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Jack, you going to be watching Indiana-Purdue or not? Purdue can make the Big Ten championship, maybe.
Yeah,
they can.
If Iowa loses and I was down 10-0 right now.
I'll probably be watching a bit of everything tomorrow is what I'll be doing.
Look at that.
Yeah, multi-screen Jack Grossman basement. Are you going to go out and watch it?
I'm going to be in the basement tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
We'll have one on UofL UK, we'll have one on IU-Purdue, and we'll have one on the Iron Bowl for my brother.
Is it just going to be you? Is it Ethan? Is it Ken Grossman? What's the setup, do you think?
It'll be me, Ethan, Ken. I think a couple cousins that are in town will probably come over also to watch it.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Jaffe, is he in town?
Yeah, Jaffe's still in town.
Is Jaffe going to come watch it?
Yeah, probably.
When do we talk about Jaffe?
5 o'clock.
You can do that whenever you want.
You want to do it right now?
Let's do it right now. Sure. Yeah, let's get a little Jaffe update.
So all right, so Jeff, is his name Daniel?
David.
David. Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Both biblical names.
Your cousin, right? Names.
Yes, he's my cousin.
Your cousin is a priest.
A rabbi.
A rabbi, excuse me. A rabbi. Yes. It's a slow start here. He is a rabbi, in Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay, Charlotte area.
Yep.
And we ask a question. What I can't even like remember what
a long
we asked.
Time
this
ago.
Is a year and a half
hell,
ago.
Is hell
I can't
real?
Even remember the bit.
Do Jews believe in hell? That was
that's
the question.
The question.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that it's that loaded then.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that loaded.
Yes.
Oh that, wow. Okay. The well, there yeah. we go. Yeah. 4:51. How about that?
Yeah.
You wanted to work, Diener. You
this
wanted
is what
this.
You wanted Drew Diener.
You wanted this, Diener.
You get religious talk.
You wanted this, Lieberman.
And he gave
Mark Lieberman.
I know.
So anyway, so you saw him over the weekend, I would imagine,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so I set the scene.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so I asked.
Big moment.
Yeah, I asked him when we were at my birthday dinner at Malone's.
Oh.
It's a nice spot to ask him about hell.
Yeah.
Can't think of a better
Well,
spot.
They were already on the topic of they're asking him and his wife, who's also a rabbi, other questions. I was like, you know what? I'm actually thinking about it. I've remembered it for once. I'm just going to go ahead and ask the question.
Just plug
okay,
right
so
in.
Okay, you guys are Malones. People are peppering them with religious questions.
Yes.
They're rabbis.
Yes. Right.
You remember the question, and what happens?
So I got two answers, a short answer and a long answer.
Okay.
Okay.
The short answer is it's a stupid question.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. It's a stupid question.
And
okay.
then the long answer is... Is that Jews can believe whatever they want to believe on the subject?
Oh, it's contentious.
Well, that, yeah, wow.
Well, that's a contentious answer.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know that was so contentious.
I didn't
now,
either.
I thought Jack was going
mad
to.
At you, Jack?
I thought Jack no. was going to provide clarity.
Yeah,
and we were just
provided
move
no
on.
Clarity.
Instead,
no, it's
instead, I
I'm
feel
more
like
confused now.
Yeah, I feel like I stepped over a boundary or a line.
No,
for
no.
all of these months, and I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Jaffe's pissed.
Yeah, Jaffe's mad. Like, how can you ask that question?
You ruined my steak and potatoes
with this
with
question.
Such malarkey. Like, all right,
malarkey.
Man.
He did say though that the Christians got their ideals of hell and how they treat it from Jews in the past.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
that's the genesis of it.
Okay,
yeah,
because it was Sheol, right? That was
yes.
the yeah, it's that we built on that
Sheol. Okay,
yes, we built on that and then kind of transformed it into just like Jews believe there's like just the afterlife to Sheol is bad and it's hell. And then that's where we get that. So I was curious, Jack. I wasn't sure if it was like a purely Christian thing, or like, there seems like to be a little hint of Judaism in there as well.
There is a hint of Judaism,
yeah,
but now
okay.
it's basically just believe whatever you want to believe.
So it's like the type of like Jew you are, does that determine whether or not like orthodoxy?
I'm sure.
Like yeah,
is it orthodoxy or orthodox?
Orthodox.
Orthodox. Sorry,
oh, you said orthodoxy.
So, I did say orthodox, okay. But so the orthodox like they're. You know, for lack of a better way to say it, like very
old
serious.
School. They're old school.
Yeah, they're
right.
very serious about it. They're like, I wonder if like they believe
like big,
hell.
Like old Big Ten football.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
they're about 3-0.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They enjoy the scores at soccer.
Yes, they do.
Conservative.
Very conservative. Yeah, they are very conservative.
Yes, and David is a reform rabbi.
He's more
not.
Progressive.
Yes.
Exactly.
So that's why he would answer the way that
yes.
he does.
He did. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, the
how
same,
about that?
Yeah, the same thing. In I believe in. A lot of like,
I think that's with every religion.
Even the Catholics,
yeah, I think that's
you have
like
very
you.
Conservative priests,
like you.
And you have
yeah.
very liberal priests.
You're very liberal.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm very liberal.
Well, you're somewhat.
Are you a liberal or not, Streep?
I'm liberal enough.
There you go.
I'll say that,
but not too much.
Not too much.
It's like a spice.
Yeah, a little spice,
but not too much
yeah.
spice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm not like all the way like Schumer liberal.
Texas says, when Nick Valvano and Mark Lieberman host, it's Lieberman and Liberman.
Very political show today. I was screaming at Biscuit, is Joe Biden's America?
I mean, I don't need biscuit soccer talk.
No.
No, you know.
Like, he's an expert on everything else. Don't be an expert
leave
on soccer.
Alone.
How about that?
Leave Pulisic alone.
You can leave
Do you
some
hear
things
that?
Alone. You don't have, you can be expert on meats, women's basketball, softball,
Louisville sports,
the Jets.
Yeah, the Mets, the Jets.
You got all that.
Whatever you want.
You don't just, have to be an expert on soccer,
leave this
too.
Alone.
Yeah.
Leave this alone.
I wonder if he's an expert on NC State football as
I'm
well.
Sure he probably
I'm
is.
I'm sure he is. He knows all the best players.
I'm sure he probably is. Now, what, Kentucky needs Arkansas to lose this game, I would imagine?
Yes, over, they need Mizzou to win.
To
bolster the
I ain't room for Dinky
profile.
Wits. How about that?
For Dinky Wits.
You and Dinky.
Wait,
yeah.
But if Mizzou wins, do they move ahead of Kentucky in the SEC standings, which would then knock Kentucky back another peg on
Missouri
the bowls?
Would
no,
be
they're
six.
5-6.
They would be 6-6.
So what's their SEC record?
I don't know.
Kentucky owns the win over Missouri, though, Jack. So, no, they wouldn't.
Mighty Missouri. Mighty Missouri,
yes.
Right to the very end.
To the very end.
One more hour to go. Mixtape in a half an hour. One more hour here on this Football Friday on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.